Good morning, everyone. Happy Sabbath. It's good to be with all of you. We were here once before for Vespers, but for those of you who don't know who we are, my name is Stephanie Dawn. My stepfather, Dan, is at the piano. And our family has a full-time music ministry. We travel around the United States presenting concerts. And during those concerts, not only do I sing, but I share some of my testimony as well. And I'll be sharing some of that with you today. But before we get started, I'd like to invite you to bow your heads and pray with me. Father in heaven, I just pray for your Holy Spirit to come into this place, to fill this place, to soften and subdue our hearts and cause them to be open to the messages that you want to give us today. I pray that you will search our hearts for anything that should not be there, that we may lay it at your feet and be able to come before you in your presence. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. We're going to start with one of my favorite hymns, "'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus."
"'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know the saith the Lord. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me 'neath the healing cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust thee, precious Jesus.
I deal with other struggles beyond just my blindness. And like anyone who struggles, I would love for these struggles to be removed from me. But one day when I was talking with God about my situation, he gave me some insight into my situation that I had never thought of before. He did so by placing a verse from the Psalms in my mind. It's a verse that I had read before, but I never thought of it from the angle in which God presented it to me. It's not a verse that you hear quoted very much, but I find it to be a very profound verse. It's in Psalm 32, verse 9, and it says, "Do not be like the horse or like the mule, which have no understanding, who must be harnessed with bit and bridle, else they will not come near you." Now, any of you, if you have animals at home like we do, may understand something of what God is talking about here. For example, we have a wonderful black lab named Buddy, a sweet, gentle soul, except for one major flaw. He jumps the fence. He's like a big black deer. He's up, he's over, and he's gone. If the fence is too high, no problem. He can just climb the fence. He's part deer, part dog, part monkey. And so he jumps the fence and takes off and does whatever his doggy heart desires, and then he comes back and stands at the gate and waits for us to open it and let him in. Well, one day, he went out and on one of his dog escapades, he came back, and from his behavior, we concluded that somehow he had injured his tail. So we had to give him pain medicine so he could sleep and so we could sleep. And he didn't wag his tail for a few days. Well, you'd think that would be enough of a deterrent, but dogs cannot reason from cause to effect, so he did it again. This time, he apparently had gone for a swim in the creek. And when he came back, again, based on his behavior, we concluded that he must have gotten water in one or both of his ears, and he walked over to me and stood there as if expecting me to magically fix his problem, which of course I couldn't. Well, we finally figured out, we have two other dogs, and we finally figured out that if Buddy is outside by himself, he won't take off. So we've gotten the system down where we put him outside for a while, bring him in, put the other two dogs outside, bring them in, etc. I call it the dog rotation. We would love to be able to have a heart-to-heart talk with Buddy and explain to him that we would love to let him continually run free if only he wouldn't jump the fence. And it would be a very easy conversation to have if Buddy was not a dog. But as basic as that concept seems to us, how often does God try to get that through to us in the spiritual sense? I would have to ask myself, if God removed all of my struggles from me immediately, what would I do with my newfound freedom? Would I use it to glorify his name, or would I be no different than Buddy, become so excited over my freedom that I take off without thinking and do whatever I want to do and then come back to God when a crisis hits? When God placed Psalm 32, verse 9 in my mind, referring to the horse and the mule, he did so as a way of explaining to me that the struggles I have right now are the bit and bridle he is using to hold me to him, to keep me connected to him, to keep me dependent upon him. God longs to heal each one of us. But before he can do that, he has to make sure that we are safe to heal. Because for most of us, if our struggles were immediately removed, it would lead to our destruction rather than to our salvation. So God allows us to go through struggles, go through limitations, so that we can learn how to abide in him. And as we grow in him, eventually, when we have learned to be completely dependent upon him, then he will give us the healing that he has been longing to give us.
To know that God in heaven watches o'er his children from above. They are objects of his tender mercies. Safely they are kept within his love. In this old troubled world, our God is near us, and when we bow and pray, he'll always hear us. From every stormy wind, his love will hide us. In this old troubled world, our God will guide us. Though on earth we've trial and tribulation, much that would our hearts alarm, he who feeds and cares for little sparrows will protect his own from every harm. In this old troubled world, from every stormy wind, his love will hide us. In this old troubled world, our God will guide us. In this old troubled world, our God will guide us.
Para mis hermanos que hablan español, esta canción es para ustedes. Esta canción es Mi Paz Te Doy a Ti.
Mi paz te doy a ti. Es la paz que el mundo. amor que el mundo no da.
It is an incredible thing when the King of the universe chooses to take the time to speak to each one of us individually. I love it when a thought comes into my mind and I know that thought did not originate with me. I remember there's a subject that whenever I think about it, it causes me anxiety. And it's not even a subject that is profitable for me to think about, and yet sometimes I find myself thinking about it anyway. Well, one day, my mind was wandering down that anxiety-producing road, and God decided that it was time to stop my mind in its tracks. He did so by placing within my mind a verse from Psalm 131 that says, "I do not occupy myself with things too great for me." I got the message. This song is based on Psalm 131. Falls again.
and take my rest in the shelter of your arms. There is life to make me whole. I have calmed my heart and quieted.
I went through a period in my life during which I was very lonely, and I continually ran to my close friends for support. And I have wonderful friends. They supported me very well. But then I experienced a trial that I knew not even my closest friends would truly understand if they had known the details. No matter how hard they tried to support me, one of the blessings that God brought from that trial was to change my perspective of my relationship with my friends versus my relationship with God. I still care about my friends. I still talk with them. But when it comes to the deep issues of my heart, the only one I want to confide in is Jesus. Because he is the only one who truly understands more than any human being ever can. And he always is there to listen and to help.
There's nowhere to go.
When God teaches us something through our trials, it is His goal that we not only learn personally, but that we share what we've learned with others who are struggling, that they may receive comfort and encouragement and hope from our experiences as well. And that is what God has called me to do through the music ministry He has given us. This is why Dawn of Hope Ministry exists. And we are a full-time music ministry. We travel full-time. We are a 501c3 nonprofit. And so I would like to ask from the bottom of my heart at the end of the service that you do whatever you can to help keep us on the road with the offering that will be taken outside. And I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for anything that you can do to provide for the needs of Dawn of Hope Ministry. And I just wanted to let you know that if you choose to make out a check, please make the check out to Dawn of Hope Ministry. And before we continue with this next song, which is also one of my favorite hymns, I would like to share a beautiful analogy that Ellen White uses to describe how God uses trials in our lives. She talks about a caged bird. When the master wants to teach his bird a song, he does not place the cage in a lighted room filled with other noises, because then the bird will only hear bits and pieces of the melody, not the entire song. Instead, the master places the cage in a room, covers the blanket, where the bird is forced to sit in the dark hearing that one song over and over, nothing else. Eventually, the bird learns the song completely. Then the cage is brought forth, and the bird can sing that song in the light. Ellen White says this is how God deals with his children. He has a song to teach each one of us, and when we learn it amid the shadows of affliction, we can sing it ever afterward. So when we go through a trial, we would do well to ask God what he wants us to learn from that trial. Because I've discovered through experience that when we grow spiritually from a trial, that trial is worth it, no matter how difficult it may be at that time. And for me, knowing that God has a purpose in all things and a reason for all things, knowing that nothing can touch us without heaven's permission, brings me comfort, because it reminds me that nothing happens at random. If everything happened at random in this world, we would all be in deep trouble. But we can thank God that he is always in control. And if he is always in control, then he can always bring good out of any situation if we trust him and if we let him. And believe it or not, when he does that, we will actually be glad and thankful for the trial that we went through. Yes.
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here, trusting in my Father's wise bestowment. I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day the Lord himself is near me with a special mercy for each hour. Cares he fain would bear and cheer me. He whose name is Counselor and Power, the protection of his child and treasure, is a charge that on himself. Days your strength shall be in measure. This the pledge to me he made. Mm-hmm. trust thy promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith, sweet consolation offered me within thy holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting, ere to take as from a father's hand, one by one the days, the moments fleeting.
I'd like to invite you all to bow your heads. This song will be our benediction. Father in heaven, I thank you that we have the blessed hope that this sinful world is only temporary, and that you can and will bring good out of every difficult situation if we trust you and allow you to work in our lives. Father, I pray that each of us will take advantage of the time you have given us on this earth to allow you to work in our hearts and prepare us to be ready to meet you when you come. I thank you, Father, for hearing and answering this prayer, and I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
And may you always please the one pleasure in you through the blood of his own son. To him be glory, to you be glory forever and ever. Amen.
I hope you all have a wonderful Sabbath day. And if any of you would like to stay in touch with me after today, you are welcome to contact me on Facebook. I'd love to hear from you. God bless.
Yes, can I get a big hearty amen for Dawn of Hope Ministries? Amen. Thank you so much. Yes, please put your hands together. Thank you. You know, I could listen to that all day. Amen. I could stay here and just listen to that gospel music. Thank you so much for coming. And thank you for our guests who came as well. I want to invite everyone to lunch this afternoon. If you'll make your way out here to the foyer, we're going to have lunch for everyone. And please don't forget on your way out, if you are blessed today, to share something with the Dawn of Hope Ministry. I would like to have one closing prayer for the Dawn of Hope Ministry and for our guests who came as well. Father, thank you again so much that we could hear the gospel through music today, that we could hear, God, that you are our loving, gracious Father in heaven. Help us to put our lives into that pair of hands that raised the dead, that healed the sick, that comfort the sorrowing. Thank you so much, God. Help us to trust in you. We pray now, God, a special prayer for the Dawn of Hope Ministry. God, we ask that your grace would continue to be upon them as they share this message with others. Please be with the both of them. Fill them with your spirit, God, and may they continue to bring glory and honor to your name. I pray for each one of our visitors and guests here today and everyone who was here, that we receive a blessing, God, as a result of this. May we leave this place carrying a song in our hearts. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.